And it's people in your neighborhood. And this morning, I am joined by Heather Janes and Tom Twite from the Fort Pier Rotary. Good morning. How are you doing?
We are doing just fantastic this morning. Not Mr. Rogers in our neighborhood, but we're in the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I love that intro song. I didn't come up with it, but I love it. And it just wakes people up, gets people going. So you're here with the Rotary. So if some people out there probably don't know what the Rotary is. So could you just let them know, explain to them what Rotary is?
Rotary is a service club that was started by an individual named Paul Harris back many, many years ago as a way to network between professional people at the time. For a long, long time, Rotary was a male-only club. But in the late 70s, they allowed women to join, which makes us now about 50-50 in membership between men and women here in Pier and Fort Pier Club. And we are an international organization. Worldwide, there's about 1.4 million members of Rotary in almost every country in the world. Some of the things we do internationally are exchanges between clubs here in the U.S. and in the rest of the world, and those other areas of the world exchange between themselves. So we try to build a world connection. We provide a lot of support to developing countries. Things like clean water are important to us. Rotary started the Polio Plus organization many years ago to end polio. And so even though we're joined together now by Bill Gates Foundation, and he's helping us a lot with the money that we need to end polio in the world, Rotary started that and had a very, very good swing at it before Bill Gates joined the deal. So we're down to just a few cases in two countries in the world that we know of. And it's been a wonderful thing for Rotary to do. Here locally, we provide a lot of service to this community. We do things like serving the banquet at least once a year. We provide a lot of support to both the Discovery Center and the Boys and Girls Club. We have a set of community grants that we, this coming year, will grant $7,500 to organizations in the community that can use them for service items. We have a number of endowments that we fund scholarships with. Last year, we gave away over $11,000 in scholarships to, wow, to high school graduates here in the community, both Pier and Fort Pier. So we're a pretty active group. There's 77 of us now, and we are continuing to do a number of things.
That's right, absolutely. And I lived in China for 11 years. I don't know if you wear this or not, but there is Rotary in China as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, like I said, almost every country in the world, you'll find Rotary.
Absolutely. So I know people out there may be listening and be like, you know, that sounds like something I'd like to be a part of. So how can other people get involved in Rotary?
Well, contact us. You know, we have an executive director. We have a local website. We're on Facebook. There's a lot of ways you can find or show up either at noon on Mondays at the Ramcota and introduce yourself and we'll welcome you in. We now have what we are calling a companion meeting that meets twice a month in the evenings. And those meetings are on Tuesdays, on the second and fourth Tuesdays of every month at 5 o'clock down in the back of the restaurant at the Ramcota. So come down at 5 o'clock, grab a beer or a wine or whatever it is your fancy. Come in and we'll welcome you in and we'll have a little bit of social activity and then we'll usually try to do something that's a little bit of a service project for the community.
Absolutely, because I know I've been interested in joining Rotary, but I can't make the Monday at noon thing because I'm here, you know,
yeah,
but
yeah.
So, you know, I'd like to come out. So you said it was Tuesdays
at 5 o'clock, mm-hmm, at the back on the upper level of the restaurant at the Ramcota. We'll be there the second and fourth Tuesday of the month.
Okay. Well, sounds good. You'll probably see me there.
Well, good. we'd love to have you or anybody else that's interested.
It's a great organization. And, you know, now I've lived here for a few months now. It's time for I'm starting to settle in. You know, I like to get more involved in the community and everything. So it sounds like a great opportunity.
It's a great way to be involved in all of the service projects that we're doing. We're starting to celebrate, well, we've been celebrating our 75th anniversary with projects. And so you can get involved in those, volunteer, go above and beyond that service of self.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you both for coming in this morning.
Well, you're welcome. And just a highlight of our next Tuesday meeting for those listening, you're all welcome. This year, our district in Rotary, which is most of South Dakota, a little bit of Minnesota and Iowa, is sponsoring a trip of young professional Native Americans to Australia. Last year, we had a group of Australian Aborigine young professionals here, toured South Dakota, got to shadow some of the things that are going on in our Native American community. This year, we're sending five of those folks from all five of the tribes in South Dakota to Australia. They've been training. They've been preparing for that. And on Tuesday night, next week, one of the members of that team, a young lady named Tiana Yellowhair, will be here to present to us what she's done to get ready and what she expects to see on that trip. I think it'll be tremendously interesting. So she's going to give that presentation starting about 5:30 next Tuesday night down at Ramakota.
Great. So you heard it, everybody. Come on out there, especially if you're interested in being a part of the Rotary. It's a fantastic organization and to help a lot of people. Well, thanks for coming in this morning, and I hope you both have a great rest of your day and enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you, too.
Yeah, I know you're probably looking forward to Trader Days tomorrow.
Yes.
Well, tonight and tomorrow, but
Trader Days, Highmore Sunflower Festival. It's a
That's
busy
right.
weekend.
Absolutely. And I love it here so far. Just always something to do, especially even for the kids, you know. Mm-hmm. Between the Discovery Center and the library, there's just always something for the family to do. Well, have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.